Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Check us out.
Check us out.
Check us out.
What's up? We were...
What's up with you?
Hey, man. We were just having a little freaky Wednesday.
Which part?
Well, we noticed there was something weird in the hallway here.
We have a cleaning crew that comes through once a week, twice a week.
I think twice.
Twice a week. And their jobs is cleaning. Bathrooms, surfaces, empty trash, empty recycle. And we have a lot of recycling bins in this building.
We do. I think everybody has your own personal workstation. Yeah. There's a trash can and then there is a recycling bin.
So in the hallway where there is not typically a recycling bin, there was one of the squattier ones on the ground upside down.
It almost looked like somebody had used the recycling bin to trap something they were afraid of underneath.
Mouse?
Mouse, spider.
Those water peds.
The way things have been going this week, I will say snake.
Could be a snake. You never know.
Experienced a lot of them.
You noticed it, came in, you're like, what do you think's under the box? And then Ben also noticed it. Producer Ben, he's like, what do you think's under the blue recycling bin?
But producer Ben and I are cut from the same cloth in that we do not want to be the person who finds out.
If somebody has to kill an insect in this building, it's me.
It's going to be you.
In fact, I think it's always been me.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's going to be you.
That's fine.
So we both were like, so are you going to do something about it?
It's going to be me.
We both notice. We both do nothing. And we ask you about it.
So I jump up and you guys are like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I got to see what's under there.
Gotta.
To know how to handle it, you got to know the situation. I can't solve a problem if I don't see the problem.
Yeah, yo.
So I position myself behind the bin. You are standing on a chair. Producer Ben is filming.
I am standing on a chair because I don't want, if something rushes out, I don't want it to go up my pant leg. That
Fair
is my
enough.
Biggest concern.
Yes.
Wearing wide leg jeans and don't need that.
That is 100% typical phobia. So.
It will get my ankles.
Nothing unusual about that.
No.
Then I'm going to get the black plague. So I count to three. I lift it straight up and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Turns out somebody must have just emptied the recycling and just left it there.
But in a moment of, I know you, I quickly threw it in your direction and said, unless it's inside. And I did get a nice little squeal from you.
No. Ah! Not cool, man.
It was
not
fun.
Cool. But yeah, you knew. You knew exactly how to get me.
It's just like pulling your pigtails, right? Big brother, little brother, whatever.
Thanks, bro.
You're welcome, sis.
Oh, Lordy. Yes, that is exactly what would happen.
You know, I guess there is another reality that whatever was under there escaped.
What?
We didn't talk about that, did we?
No, we did not.
We did not talk about that.
We did not talk. Why did you plant that seed?
If it's a spider or one of those many-legged things, it's probably flat enough it could have gotten under and out. So you want to get on that chair so it doesn't bite your ankles?
I will be on the chair all day today for, as we know, spiders and those household centipedes. Not able to get on chairs.
No, and if you heard the Morning Scramble warm-up today or yesterday's story, Claire's already been in contact with a snake this week.
I've already had a snake encounter. I don't need that.
No.
I don't need that in my life.
No, but you know what? Today, whatever is under your blue bin, take it head on, right? We had a beautiful sunrise in the east.
East.
Which was nice.
Always. Always there.
Every
the
morning,
east.
Huh?
Yep.
Really?
Yep,
weird.
Without fail.
Yeah. Brilliant and red.
Yeah. Today is also Willie Nelson's birthday.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can
said
if
it
you're
was
Willie
yesterday.
Nelson. Nope, you can if you're Willie Nelson. I'll tell you why. In Z Sleaze. And Mother's Day, as we've been discussing, is coming up May 11th.
Yes.
What does mom really want? You know, you want to find the perfect gift. Turns out it's not that hard. 60% of
flowers.
Moms all agree that this is what they want.
Chocolate.
It's not flowers. It's not chocolat.
A box of Franzia wine.
That's just me.
Wait, is it some GD peace and quiet?
Basically.
Oh, really?
Basically, they want a chance to take a nap.
A day to themselves.
Not a day.
An hour to themselves.
They just want a nap with no one needing them? To just kind of be able to take a nap, catch up on some sleep. Second response after take a nap was eat a meal that's hot. So mom's expectations for Mother's Day are low.
I have watched this happen with brother and sister-in-law in Des Moines. She eats last.
Yep.
It's leftover.
Uh-huh.
Some of it's been partially chewed by her children.
Yeah.
And it's cold.
And it is cold every time.
A nap followed by a hot meal.
So if you're a mom in the thick of things, your expectations for Mother's Day, just low.
If dad can produce, right, get the kids to honor the request, all you got to do is print one of those little love coupons.
Yep.
It's like, here's your gift.
One uninterrupted nap.
Followed by
one hot meal.
Mom eats first.
If you could wake her up with the hot meal,
she'd love it.
Perfect day.
I think what I'm hearing is don't go breakfast in bed. Go hot meal after nap.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Get her in the afternoon.
That's a great idea.
Dinner in bed.
That's perfect.
There you go. That's what mom wants.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You want to start with what's on my mind?
What's on your mind, Eric?
So, you ever been to the circus and there's like the sideshow? Step right up. We're going to marvel the brain.
Look at
you
this.
You won't believe your eyes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My morning has all just been a sideshow this morning.
What's going on? What have you seen?
A deer and I made eye contact this morning.
Like locked eyes?
Yeah. Deer eyes and human eyes. Locked. I get out, throw my gym bag in the car.
Yeah.
Passenger side, I walk around the back. I just kind of look up across, right at Barb's house.
Uh-huh.
Probably eating a bush that's going to make her mad. Was a deer. And we just stared at each other.
It
was
a lot of fun. Oh my gosh.
And then I, you know, usually deers are in packs. And I think another deer was in somebody's garbage because I kind of heard like a plastic.
That crinkly, crinkly.
A little bit of that. And then like the echo of a bin because it's garbage day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which startled the deer. So the deer kind of ran off. Then I'm driving into work. And I always come in 380. I get off on the Wilson Avenue exit, and there's a gas station and a company that makes cardboard boxes. You know the corner
yes,
I'm at?
Yes, yes.
There was a girl, preteen to teen, standing there in shorts, wearing a blanket around her shoulders. Glad, we made eye contact.
Glad she had a blanket.
Yeah, that was just weird.
Yeah.
It's like, I look back thinking, are you a vampire? But no, she was still there. So that's, but just at that time of day,
yeah.
Who's out walking? With a blanket wrapped around them.
With a blanket.
That was just odd.
Yeah.
Again, it's my carnival of wonders.
Okay.
And then I pull up the hill towards the radio station. And why I'm not surprised to see this person, we have a family that walks a dog early in the morning around here.
Very early.
I see her and I see a leash. And then I don't know if I saw the dog or not, but I swear to God, I saw a wolf.
Ah!
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's terrifying.
Running across kind of our lawn into the big warehouse building across the street. Now, you told me later you saw the walking dog lady without a dog.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that dog, because I think he's kind of like in the German Shepherd family.
He's a big'un.
He's kind of wolf-like.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
That makes, I don't think I saw a wolf.
I saw
a deer.
You saw a German Shepherd that presents as a wolf.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A deer, potential vampire teenager, and a dog that presents itself as a wolf.
What
that
a was morning my, already.
That
it
was
is.
My tent of wonders this morning before 4:45.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's a lot to take in.
I know. I believe I uttered, at the point where I thought I saw the wolf, I think I went, what the hell's happening?
What am I supposed to do with all this?
It's like, today's the day.
Yep.
I don't know what it is, but something about today. There's just something about it.
It's going to be a weird
it's
Wednesday.
It's going to be a weird Wednesday. Ugh. Yes.
We had a nice evening out of doors last night. I finally went out back to see what was going on in the backyard, because I've just kind of let it go to the wayside. There's a lot of like dead stuff from last year that needs to be pulled out. You know,
is this the whole yard or just your planting area?
Everything.
The whole backyard.
I even touched anything,
yeah.
Eric. Everything. Like, you need to take out all the dead stuff so all the fresh green stuff
yeah.
can grow. And the green stuff just trying to do its best right now to look nice, and it looks like garbage. And after all of the Fix-It Fellas work to replace my garden beds.
Yes.
I feel like I owe it to the Fix-It Fellas to get going and start planting a garden.
Please do. Those beds aren't going to plant themselves.
I know. And that's the thing, is that my motivation is low. I just had back surgery and like bending over in a garden doesn't seem like the best idea. Planting the seeds, getting the soil ready, hauling the dirt, all of that. Until I saw an idea from somebody who was on Shark Tank. This was a revolutionary idea that I think should spread faster than it is. Once I started talking about my garden, of course, my phone's always listening to me. And so I've got these ads popping up for a product that gives you your garden bed. You pick out the design of the seeds that you want.
Yeah.
And then it basically gives you like a seed blanket.
I've seen this.
This is crazy.
It's like seed carpet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you lay it down on the garden bed and then just water it. And that's how it grows. You don't need to plant it. It's just a blanket. You lay the blanket down.
It's like a standard width.
Yep.
You just tell them how long you need it.
Uh-huh.
Or do you just get a big roll and you cut it?
From what I saw of the video, which I didn't watch the whole thing, was that you can design, like, I want this plant, put these next to each other.
Right.
And design what you want to grow in your garden bed.
Do you think they also have one that's like salad and then like salsa? Vegetables Eric won't eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, the categories.
The weirds. They just call it the weird stuff.
Eggplants,
mm-hmm.
Right? Kohlrabi.
Yeah.
Just stuff that you wouldn't typically grow.
I would hope that they would make suggestions like that because there are some plants that like to grow together and
it's
got to
know your type of soil probably and where you live in the United States of America.
Uh-huh. What's going to work for you?
So have you ordered it yet?
No.
It's a great idea.
I just got inspired. I'm too scared to order an invention. But you know me, they'll wear me down.
Do it.
Just do it.
You've got, how many plant beds do you have? Four?
One, two, three, four. Yes.
Yes. Buy one, right? Just do one. See if you're in it.
See how it goes.
See if you like it.
Okay. I wanted your good, wise counsel because I thought you would either talk me out of it or talk me into it.
No.
Okay.
If there's salsa at the end of this thing, I'm all in.
Okay. For your own selfish reasons.
Don't order
whatever.
Vegetables Eric won't eat. I don't want that one.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Yes!
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
79% of the vote. Democratic candidate Angel Ramirez defeated Bernie Hayes last night, won that special election for House District 78. Voter turnout was 17.4%. There's 19,948 people in that district who could have voted. 3,470 of them did. When is a hit and run not a hit and run? Oh, yeah, a riddle.
I don't know, man. Is it like because you didn't run? I don't know. You walked away. I don't know.
That's fine. You know what? You gave it a shot.
I'm really bad at riddles.
I don't like riddles either, but riddles. I love reading them.
I'm not good at riddles. It's early. I haven't finished my coffee yet.
Oh, how many other excuses do you have here?
I stubbed my toe earlier.
Wow.
So it's preventing me from fully functioning on figuring out your
Understood.
Riddle.
Anything go wrong at home before you got in today that didn't? That also is stopping you from thinking about riddles?
Well, the dog took his time.
Yeah.
Outside. You know how that goes.
Dilly-dally dogs.
Yeah.
Well, here's the answer. When is a hit and run not a hit and run? When you fake it.
What?
Yesterday, Cedar Rapids police charged David Glandon of Cedar Rapids with failure to maintain control and falsifying a report. Glandon was involved in a motorcycle accident Wednesday, April 23rd, along the 1800 block of Edgewood Road Northwest. At the time, he claimed he was run off the road by another vehicle.
Oh.
Witnesses are like, no, he just lost control and fell down. And he claimed it was a hit and run.
Oh, no.
Can't do that. So failure to maintain control and filing a falsified report have been the charges filed by the Cedar Rapids Police Department. And that is the answer to that riddle. What's got us feeling all right? Phil the Water Buffalo will forever live on in a children's book.
Yay, Phil!
This is the water buffalo that got loose in Pleasant Hill because his owner was trying to eat him. That's legit.
He was purchased for his meats.
Then he was shot by the police to slow him down. Then they lost him. And then they found him by water. And then he was moved to the Iowa Farm Sanctuary.
He went to a sanctuary, but they're like, yeah, we got to keep that bullet in him. Don't worry, he's fine. And guess what?
And he died.
He died
now,
because of the bullet that you left in him.
But they checked the blood levels and it wasn't lead poisoning.
But he's dead
now. It was some sort of septic thing. Well, the good news is 99% of that story is not in the children's book.
Thank goodness. I was like, how are they going to do this?
It starts with Phil getting out. There's actual footage of Phil also being spotted by a Ring doorbell camera.
Oh.
So that's made its way. And by the way, it's not like actual photos. It's an animated or illustrated children's book.
Okay.
The author, by the way, is Iowa author Judith Cass is her name. It's called Phil's Grand Adventure Finding Home. So she's been working on this for about 6 months. So it starts with Phil getting loose and it ends with Phil going to the Iowa Farm Sanctuary. And everything else that's bad or sad is not in the book.
Good.
It's not in there.
Good call, Judith.
So it's more of a like a buddy cop film because Phil makes friends with other animals.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes like, let's go explore this part of town. Okay, Phil, let's go do that. And then eventually they go to the Iowa Farm Sanctuary and he makes more friends.
And he lives happily ever after.
I've not read the last page, but I have to presume.
Eric, you have to. You
know according to the author, she's like, I left the sad parts of Phil's stories. I removed them from the book.
We're trusting you, Judith.
Says Judith Cass. Well, pre-orders started April 1st. You can find it on Amazon or go to the Judith Cass website. Judith Cass's website. I think it's got a happy ending. God, I hope it does.
There's only one way to find out.
Because that is a horrible, that's a Grimm's fairy tale.
It's
on the other end.
We could write our own.
We could. There's still something to be learned in there.
My lesson is, take the bullet out of the water buffalo.
It was too hard. We've gone over this.
I know, and I'm still.
You're mad about that.
I'm mad.
But the veterinarians.
There had to have been a specialist. I want a second opinion.
You want to, like, search the world
yes.
for the one animal doctor
you
that's like...
You can't tell me I'm wrong.
I know. It's like House.
Because he's dead.
You need the House. Like, it's not yes. the best decision in the world.
Yes.
But I'm the man who can do it.
I want Dr. House for water buffalo.
Yeah.
Yes.
To come in and remove the bullet that mm-hmm. was too dangerous to remove.
Mm-hmm.
Per all the other doctors.
Per yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
If
he
only.
He would still be here.
That's a guess.
It's a, I know.
There's a difference between a guess and an I. That's an I know.
That's an I know.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Katy Perry has been receiving a lot of flack lately. First, for her historic Blue Origin space flight. That 10 minutes in space and came back down, kissed the earth. then her tour kicked off, her Lifetime's tour, and people are making fun of how she was dancing on tour. She's been getting a lot of online hate as of late. And so she created a post addressing that hate. She said, when the online world tries to make me a human pinata, I take it with grace and I send them love because I know so many people are hurting in so many ways and the internet is very much a dumping ground for unhinged and the unhealed.
That's a very fair statement.
Very fair. She also shared her fans, the Katy Cats,
yeah.
put up a huge billboard in Times Square in New York, projecting an image that said, we are so proud of you and your magical journey. We love you to the moon and back. So she's just trying to put out a little bit more love in the world than hate.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. She said she, of course, is not perfect. And she has just, she's moving on from those.
That's all she can do at
things.
This point.
Exactly. It's all
I guess, you know what? Acknowledge it this one last time. And then
and
there's
then
still going to be more.
Yeah.
But I just like let that die off.
Just take right? the negativity out of her vocabulary, she said. So that good on you, Katy. That's a very healthy way to tackle it. Okay. Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson got people talking starting this week because of the CBS Sunday Morning interview where she shut down any discussion of how they met.
Coach Bill Belichick in his 60s?
Yeah, 73.
70s?
Yes.
Former head coach of the Patriots, now coaches at a college. She's 24.
And spotted in New York yesterday with a diamond ring on her engagement finger.
Oh, really?
Is it wedding bells for the two of them?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I wonder if it is.
Maybe. They have been dating since 2023. And, I mean, 2 years. 2 years. We just don't know how they met.
I don't think you're allowed to get married till we know the story of how you met.
How the two of you crazy kids meet?
Because you got to get that either in the rehearsal dinner or the toast.
Yes, in the toast.
Yes.
The best man's going to bring it up regardless of whether you want him to or not. So just know that ahead of time.
I have to presume the guy walking her down the aisle will be her dad, who's younger than the guy she's going to marry.
Yeah. Yes.
That's interesting.
They have not commented and confirmed or denied whether or not it is indeed an engagement ring. I just hate it when somebody wears jewelry on that finger and gets people talking.
We're all looking.
We're looking.
And she's social media savvy. She knows what's going on.
She knows.
Yes.
She knows. Okay, yesterday was Willie Nelson's 92nd birthday. And surprise, today is also Willie Nelson's 92nd birthday.
That's impossible.
It is possible. Willie Nelson officially celebrates both April 29th and April 30th as his birthdays, and his reasoning is pretty sound.
Okay, that's fair.
That's a fair point, right?
Yeah, that's two parties,
Willie. That's two parties, 2 days of celebration. It's a sound.
I get it.
Yeah. And if you're Willie Nelson and you're partying really hard the first day and you don't remember, why not do it again?
Well, and if you were born 92 years ago, I'm have to do some quick math, but I'm guessing we didn't have all the technologies of the day.
Mm.
So you kind of had to wait till somebody unlocked the courthouse.
Exactly.
And then get to work and can register you in the book of records.
That's exactly.
Right?
Yep.
That's all that's going on by candlelight on a horse.
But I like that he just never corrected it. Just like, well, 2 days.
It's a little bit of both. I'm Willie Nelson.
And at 92, you take those 2 days.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get him another red bandana.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
I know, he loves them.
Do you know of anything else that Willie Nelson enjoys?
Just red bandanas.
Just that's it?
That's
okay.
All
that's
I know about
all
Willie Nelson's
he's known for.
Vices. It's just red bandanas.
I'll ask my friend Snoop Dogg if he knows. I don't know.
I guess that's a weird. Why?
I don't know.
Why Snoop Dogg?
I don't know. Just an idea. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Last week, the Kelce brothers had a little bonus for fans of their New Heights podcast because they had a parenting segment on their show. A mom of three kids asked them how to navigate parenting her feral children, as she described them. They keep playing so hard. They keep doing dangerous stunts and stuff, and they get hurt. She ends up having to take them to the ER. It's just rinse and repeat. And like, how do you break a cycle like that? What would you do? I'm sure when they were younger, they were probably some pretty rough kids.
Do you have their answers? Because one has kids and one doesn't.
Well, Jason had a lot of insight.
Yeah.
He said, sometimes you just got to let kids learn for themselves. And all that you can do as a parent is eliminate sharp corners and surfaces. Don't leave any weapons lying around.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. Travis said, just tell them to take it outside. Maybe you could show them videos of people doing dumb stuff and then the consequences. You know, they get hurt.
Right.
Something like that. But on the bright side, at the end of the day, you have some fearless kids. So that's kind of cool.
I think you feel proud about that. But this is what I love about Momtiversity. The more we keep asking the question, I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah.
But there's this facet or this facet.
Shannon had three cousins, all boys.
Mm-hmm.
Hellions. All of them. I'm going to nail some nails into the cupboards in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yeah. Baseball bat fights. Right?
No. No, kids.
Yeah. That is this family right here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of energy and there's a lot of unsupervised activity, which is a great question. And that's what our question is for Momtiversity. How do you navigate raising a wild kid, a clumsy kid that just keeps getting hurt?
Good morning.
Calling about rambunctious kids that hurt themselves?
I raised some kids that were problematic. And they sought attention by getting hurt.
Oh,
interesting.
No.
They loved to have the Band-Aids, or they wanted my attention.
That makes a lot of sense.
Kids do love a Band-Aid with a character on it.
Yes.
Like, that's practically a sticker, right? Even if there's no actual scratch, if there's no blood drawn.
It feels like it's a reward.
Yeah.
Right? But to her point as well, it's also who's applying, right? Who's kissing the wound?
Yes, you will give me attention.
Yes.
You will put this bright, colorful thing on me
right.
And pop, like I instantly feel better.
Yeah.
It's kind of the placebo effect?
I think a little bit.
Yeah.
And then are the three of them all kind of vying for attention at the same time?
Oh, who can get hurt more? Who
I
has
guess
the most
so.
Band-Aids? Maybe.
It's an interesting question. Speaking of questions, this caller wants to know a little bit more the scenario. Before we get an answer from him.
Do we know if the kids are, is it injury due to fighting with each other?
She did not say that. Just said that they were wild children and they keep getting injured.
Well, this is extreme, but you could start selling their Xbox, PlayStation to pay for bills and tell them the more you break to spend money, the more we're going to have to sell your stuff because I ain't made of money.
That could be motivating.
It is very motivating.
Very motivating.
It's also very extreme. But sometimes you got to go, you know, impractical and catch their attention.
And you're right. If the hospital bills are
adding up, that's one way to do it. Hey, we appreciate the input. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. That seems like more of a punishment.
Yeah.
Like, I guess what we don't know is, are they getting hurt on purpose?
Is it just, like, exploring the space, wild play?
Right.
Or, like, I think he has a point, though. If they're, like, fighting each other and it's bickering and hitting each other with baseball bats like Shannon's cousins, then we got problems.
It's more than just showing videos of how this could hurt you.
You're making
poor choices,
I
think
kids.
You do need to add a punishment level to that, I guess.
Yeah. I guess with that context, that kind of changes it a little bit.
That's our question for Momtroversy. We would love your input. How do you navigate raising a wild child who always injures themselves? You can do so on Facebook. Better yet, call us in studio at 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Kind of pitching in conjunction with the Kelce brothers, because they were asked by a mom who's got three rambunctious youngsters who are getting themselves hurt because they're playing too hard.
Active play. Physical active play.
Maybe some dangerous stunts. And they always wind up going to the emergency room. It's like, here we go again. Another trip to the hospital. I'm going to get asked questions, about my parenting, because this is our, whatever time to the ER this year.
So this is our topic for Momtroversy: raising wild children, rambunctious kids. How do you navigate that world? And this is what we do for Momtroversy. We just open it up and we take all sorts of calls from all different perspectives. Frequent caller Dallas, who, by the way, was an entrant in the Z102.9 Morning Scramble Lookalike Contest.
He wanted to look like Producer Ben.
He looked like Producer Ben. Dallas, how many kids do you have?
Yeah, so I've got a 12-year-old, and then I also have a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a baby. So,
but are there some rambunctious behaviors where you have to step in and make sure that they're being safe and not sorry?
Yes. Yeah. So, like, example, we just didn't literally, a few months ago, had to take my son to the ER because we told him to stop jumping on the bed. What does he do? Proceeds to jump on the bed. So he then falls as I'm going to the bathroom and my girlfriend is doing laundry. My other daughter runs up to me and is like, Luca's bleeding. What?
Oh my God.
So, but lesson
and
learned on this
so,
one?
No, still no. Still jumps on the bed to this day.
What can you do?
Had to get stitches and everything.
Yeah, that's the tough part, right? Kids will be kids, but does he need to do it another time? I think that's where we're challenged with the question. How much do you let a kid hurt themselves before maybe you have to intervene and, like, you can't do this anymore? Take the bed away? I don't know what to do
there. Take the bed away?
Well,
we actually switched the beds to bunk beds.
Ha-ha! You can't jump on a bunk bed!
You can. You're going to hit your head a lot.
Smooth move, Dad.
Parenting move right there.
That was
A plus,
smart.
Genius.
So smart.
I think the other question that we're not addressing that this mom is asking the Kelce brothers is, how much should I be worried? Because you also can't be a parent who's just constantly concerned that the moment three kids go outside, you're going to have to go to the hospital.
And a lot of their advice was, you have to let them learn for themselves.
Yes.
And be glad that you have fearless children.
I do appreciate that.
I guess reframe your thinking about how you're feeling about this situation, because their kids will be kids. They're going to get hurt. There's going to be injuries. They're going to play hard. I guess do all you can. Helmets, knee pads,
right?
Whatever, to keep them as safe as possible. But if they're playing, good for you. They're not in front of a screen zombieing out.
That's true. And I'm from the school of, kids will be kids. And rub some dirt on it. Did you die? No. Then unless you need medical attention, like, I got hit by a car crossing the street as a kid. There you go to the hospital for that. I jumped a moped on gravel, cut my head open. You go to the doctor for that. But I skidded out on a gravel road on my bike, skinned up my knees and my elbows. Lost a tooth through a swing set.
Oh my gosh.
It's just, but it's all kids will be kids.
And what great stories you have now.
They're great stories. And none of those behaviors then prompted my parents to take things away.
Mm.
It's just like, be smarter next time, be safer next time. But it feels like nowadays it is getting a little bit more helicopter. I have to protect you from the world. The world's a dangerous, you know, it's tangled.
Yeah.
We're locking you in a tower and your hair's just going to grow forever. Right?
I don't know if it's that extreme, but you do want to do all that you can as a parent to keep your kids safe.
Yes.
So what do you do?
I think, you know, let kids be kids. I grew up on a farm here in Iowa, and as a kid, I remember I cut my leg open pretty good time. And of course, my mom and my aunt were both going through nursing school, so they wanted to play doctor. And I probably should have gotten stitches, but they decided, like, it's okay. I got a gnarly scar. I have a gnarly scar now, so it's a cool story.
It's a cool story.
Well, it was a learning circle for everybody, right?
Claire, I feel like absolutely. We could take this topic and like just have people call in and say, who's jumped off a barn before?
Exactly.
That's just what it is.
I remember climbing trees and my mom being like, why are you up there? Because it's cool.
It is cool. And my favorite is I got to a point, I was so high, I called for help, and my dad's like, you got up there, get down.
Figure it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
I think a lot of us are in the school of hard knocks still.
I was helped down.
Yes.
Claire was in a family that was helped down. Everybody's got a little different approach. Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Bye.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
If you are in a position to do so, please bring up the Z102.9 Facebook page, and the post that you'll see there are our corporate photos, our headshots.
Yeah. These headshots are, I don't know, a year or two ago that we took.
Yeah, it pops up. Usually it works its way to like sales presentations.
Sure. You'll see these photos on our website, KZIA.com.
We all look like a bunch of realtors, don't you think?
We do look very professional.
Yes, we do.
Very professional.
Well, and that's a little bit of a dig, which is exactly what's about ready to happen as we get into another round of Morning Scramble Reader's Theater. It's a trend right now, taking family photos and having ChatGPT roast the photo.
What could ChatGPT possibly have to roast about the Morning Scramble?
Well, I tell you what, get those photos up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page because it's time to act.
The Morning Scramble Reader's Theater presents ChatGPT roast photos of the Morning Scramble. Claire and Eric's casual photo. Both Claire and Eric are wearing jeans and purple tops.
This photo screams, we run the HR department and it's not going well.
She's standing like, I'm ready to be professional.
He's standing like, I'm ready to challenge a stranger to an arm wrestling match at Chili's.
Matching purple tops, cute. Accidentally looking like a divorced couple who still run a business together? Iconic.
Producer Ben's photo.
You look like the human version of a LinkedIn connection request you immediately ignore.
That polo and khaki combination says, I just crushed my fifth consecutive second place finish at a middle school science fair.
Bro's haircut is giving us off serious, barber, what do you want? You.
Fear!
Vibes.
You're standing like you just remembered you left the oven on, but decided to finish the photo anyway.
This whole pose screams, I'm not sure if I work here or if I'm just visiting.
Claire and Eric's formal photo.
He's giving off strong, I sell insurance, but only the weird kinds like pet life insurance energy.
She's standing there like, I just won best dressed at the office holiday party and no one can tell me otherwise.
This looks like a promotional shot for a sitcom called Married to the Job. Spoiler, the job is the only thing holding their marriage together.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Morning Scramble, roll call, Dance and Eric Hansen.
You have to
dance.
Oh,
roll
then
call.
You say here.
Dance Eric Hansen, here.
Claire is here.
Producer Ben. Here.
Here.
Nailed it. Good job, everybody.
The most natural Morning Scramble roll call ever.
That's how it goes. Let's practice this again because we're going to have to do this on Saturday because we're all going to my fest in the Amanas.
We're all going. We have been invited to A, be in the MyFest parade,
yes.
Which, producer Ben, this is a tradition. Have you been doing this since you were a kid?
Being in the parade?
Yeah.
Kind of, not every
attending
year.
Or being in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending Maybe. On the situation, I would have been floats in the parade.
Yeah. I think the better question is, have you ever missed a parade?
A couple.
Yeah.
Okay.
A
but
few.
Only
I usually go to them every
yeah.
time.
It's a tradition, right?
Yes.
What I love, though, here is you always volunteer to take a station vehicle because we love the Amanda Colonies. That's your stomping grounds, and it's good to represent.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time in quite a while that, Claire, we have been approached to actually judge a parade.
They asked us if we would like to, A, come to the parade, and B, be the judges of what happens in the parade. I'm so excited.
I've emceed many a parade. Right?
Yes.
And here comes the beautiful blah, 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 Lippinzer Stallions.
Ah, and if you ever need the whatevers.
Yes. The,
call them
for all your plumbing needs.
Yes.
The Stallion Plumbing. We've done that before, but I've never made notes like good use of floral, nice balloons, funny theme.
Dude, I don't think I've ever judged a parade, period.
I don't think I have either.
I don't know what the rubric is. I don't know what I'm looking for.
Well, I can give you the theme.
Oh, good.
The theme is spring into action. The Amana Fire Department's going to lead the parade. They're the Grand Marshal. And it is a tribute to first responders, volunteers, and local champions, and probably as well, the great season of spring.
Love it.
That's what we're looking for.
Which is
for.
What we're celebrating, right?
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Couple of logistics. We can't arrive together because it's going to look like we're going to be favoring Ben's entry.
Right.
Right? We need
right.
to drive separately.
Stagger our times.
That's my thought. But okay. I want to hang out with you guys at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a food truck fair at the Fest Hall Barn.
Mm.
That's got my attention.
Yes, it does.
When do they typically do
when's the My Pole Dancers?
Yeah, where's the My Pole? Yeah, where's that and when?
They do it throughout the day and throughout the weekend, but I think the first one happens shortly after the parade.
Okay.
Got it.
And usually it starts at the Fest Hall Barns, like outside.
Oh, perfect.
Which is where the food trucks are.
Okay, this is all going according to plan. I know that one time, Ben, you got asked if you would do some of the My Pole Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you open to that experience again?
I don't think it's for me.
No? Okay.
You're from the Amanas. Isn't it a requirement?
No.
No? Okay. I thought, like, to get into junior high, you got a My Pole Dance.
I'm open to the experience as well.
We do have a Lederhosen costume somewhere.
You
Ben!
Should. I believe we made you My Pole Dance
okay.
in North Liberty, and
Two
you
things.
Wore Lederhosen.
That's right. We
yes.
need to find that costume.
Yes, we do.
You need to wear it in the parade.
Yes, you do.
If you want to impress these judges.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to
yeah.
win? What's it going to take for you to win the parade?
Show some leg in your Lederhosen.
Whoa. Slow down, lady.
They're shorts, right?
The weather's going to be great. Everybody's invited. The Amana Colonies. It is my fest and the entire Morning Scramble. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.